tuned in to Motorsport Media with your hosts, Luke De Benedictus and Jack Carpenter.
Right, so we are here with the newly crowned Spartan Race World Champion, Ryan Atkins.
Hey!
How are we doing, Ryan?
Good? Yeah, all good.
Excellent. We're also joined by Graham as well.
Hey.
Part of the Knox branding.
Yeah, let's start there. Can we start there?
You can do.
Sure. Let's go in there because people are going to question this Knox. I've heard it many times this week already. What is Knox? So tell us a little bit more what Knox is, how it started, where it's from, what it is. Go for it.
Yeah, so Knox is No Excuse Training, and this is a training program platform that Graham and I are developing. Have developed, and basically it's going to be kind of a training plan for the community. It's going to be a combination of the body expert and the head expert.
But is that what it is, body and head? I like it.
Yeah. So
the yin and yang.
Yeah.
Well, apparently one of us has got skills in one thing and one of us has got skills in the
other. I'm a little bit disappointed you didn't turn that O of Knox into your head symbol with the glasses.
No, that wouldn't be fair because I don't think we could fit his hair on the
end. That
would be one of like the rebranded t-shirt.
Next year, special edition, Christmas edition.
Yeah, so we're just, we're really excited to bring this to community and... get it going. I think it's going to be really awesome.
Start in January, you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. And that's for any person that's interested in coaching effectively?
Yep.
Yeah, so what we noticed was, you know, the way people work in the world these days has moved. The idea of community and the OCR community is like family, right? We've been here, we've seen people all over the world. And there's a real desire for that community to be able to connect and learn, but also learn from expertise and actually follow people who are passionate about themselves and their own careers. And that, you know, that's one thing we've noticed in the work we've done together for the last few years, that it's not just about trying to win something. It's never really been about that, has it? It's always about how can I be the best version of me. And what we both wanted to do was bring that to people in a way that said, right, how can we help you find that? Because it isn't just about can you run the fastest. It's about can you arrive at an event ready to go?
Yeah. Well, clearly as it showed yesterday.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know if you've got any comments on what it's been like to get to yesterday's result.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a really analytical person and I train hard and I feel like I train in the right way for myself. But I also feel like the most powerful tool anyone has for themselves in life, in racing, in anything is their mind. And why not spend time and energy cultivating the best mindset you can?
Do you think OCR is such a unique and new sport that we haven't quite got there? Like you see it in cycling, you see it in
football.
Football's massive, football, you know, like they all have Grahams in individual, you know, especially Premier League football teams in England. Do you think OCR is not quite there yet and it's only at sort of your level, Ryan? I know obviously Graham has other lower level athletes, I'd like to call them, no offence to anyone that's with Graham, but you know, not to your standard. Do you think it's more important actually for some of the, what's holding some of the average athletes back?
I think it's important for everybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're anybody trying to get better. It stretches into so many more aspects of life than just sport and performance and you know, relationships and perspectives and
business.
Just having people in your corner who understand what you're going through and who are there to help optimize, you know, everything. It's huge.
Cool. So this project, this app's going to be like the philosophy that you guys have been building over the last few years. You're going to bring this to the public in a certain way that they can understand it and like use for their training specifically.
Yeah.
Not just like a cookie cutter kind of thing. There'll be like a bit more individuality to them.
Totally.
They can pick stuff from.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The way I like to kind of think of it is like almost like an ongoing masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you like... you see these online things of, I don't know, like Jimmy Chin or someone who's like massive in their field and they're like, I'm going to teach you how to be a, you know, a cameraman and make videos, or I'm going to teach you how to rock climb from Alex Honnold. It'll be like that, but it'll be like, it'll just be ongoing. It'll just be everything we know, and it'll be this platform and this library of knowledge that will just keep getting built, and then the community will kind of resonate that within the space.
Yeah, and talking about the community, like we've heard from you that there's going to be a lot of connection between yourself and the people that are going to be taking part in the app and
stuff. Totally.
So talk a little bit about that. How are you going to connect with them through the app?
So basically, there's going to be it's going to be kind of like a online platform, and there's going to be just videos that we're putting out all the time, and I'm going to basically base the ongoing programming off of what I do, but it'll be kind of on a tiered system where you can choose the most important workouts that you want to do.
So don't worry, you're not going to be mounted bike for 15 hours.
So you don't have to train 25 hours a week, but if I say, you know, workouts 1, 2, and 3 are the most important, then like those are probably the ones, if you can only do 2 or 3, those are the ones you should pick. Yeah. And then you can grade them based on your ability or your paces or your RPE, things like that. But then there's also going to be a library where you have a race in 6 weeks, so now I'm going to transition to this, you know, Spartan Stadium prep program for the next 6 weeks to get myself going. And then within that, there's going to be an online platform where people are asking questions, people are, you know, shooting, like bouncing things off. So it's going to be very interactive, and then we're constantly going to be making videos, answering these questions, and just bringing out new pieces of knowledge all the time, where it's like, oh, how do I train effectively with heart rate, or how can I incorporate my cycling into my OCR training, or you know, whatever it might be, or a new piece of technology that's come out, and I've,
like glucose monitor,
I've used a glucose monitor, is it worth it, should I get one, should I invest, what did you learn, things like that. Where I can come on and wax poetic for an hour about all the
nitty-gritty things. I suppose you are the best person to sort of like dummy test those. I get the feeling from knowing you a little bit and looking at your Instagram that actually you are very critical about what you do, the, what you have apps, and if you think something isn't worthwhile, you won't bullshit it. You will actually go, do you know what? I think this works. Or actually, like the Super Sapiens, you've clearly come out and gone, this has been a game changer for me. You know, like you were saying yesterday, I heard you saying, yesterday that you used that, you managed your fuel, you're well over 200, it worked for you, clearly. So yeah, you're not the sort of person that's going to pussyfoot just because someone's paying you to say yes or no, you know?
Totally.
So that's good. And I suppose also as well, people are going to have contact with you personally, which is, I mean, forgetting the mindset of it, you as a name, as a brand, Atkins, that's huge, you know.
I think that's something that matters to both to us, is the authenticity of how this comes across.
And if anybody listening right now, this is what Abu Dhabi athletes have been putting up with for the last two nights.
Sleep's overrated in Abu Dhabi.
This is quiet, actually.
It's actually quite quiet, so I do apologise for any motorbikes you hear.
But for us, that's really, really important, the authenticity of it all. It's very easy to create something that's, you know, really easy for people to get at, and they can do loads of really wonderful things with it, but it can feel a little bit impersonal. Often a lot of the most important breakthrough moments someone makes in the way they can perform is their ability to trust with someone to be vulnerable with. Can you share what's really on your mind at that moment and feel supported in how you get through it? So for us, you know, our face is on it, our names are on it. When people will hear from us, they will hear from us. If they hear from others in the community, they will hear from others in the community. For me, and I know for Ryan as well, that the authenticity tool is one of the key starting points of this, because then you can feel like you're stepping forward. You know, the question that's been asked that might be provocative and challenging at times comes from a place that's intended to get you to step up. Because often, and I've seen this a lot in all the athletes I've worked with, the stuff that actually limits us is the stuff we're really scared to go and explore. And the moment you do it is actually the moment that you really make a leap forwards, because you just free yourself from the shackles that, for some very well-intended reason, you've placed upon yourself. And it's about how you break that through. And so,
I think we don't probably necessarily realise that either. And I think the lesser athlete you think you are, whether you're going age group, open, elite, you know, until you have someone tell you that, you don't quite realise. And then you say, oh, well, Ryan's got that coach and he does, I don't need that, Ryan's Ryan Atkins, do you know what I mean? Or Lindsay Webster or whoever. I think actually, like you were saying earlier, that opportunity, and that's what you're bringing. And that's probably why you're unique, and it's no one else is offering that, are they? I don't know if anyone else has got that aspect of their coaching. It's all physical rather than the mental side. So having the two, and then having someone of Ryan Atkins' stature and performance, and like you said earlier, body, mind, you know, I think that's a good combination.
Yeah, totally. And the other thing is, I've first of all, I've learned so much on my journey as an athlete that I just like, I genuinely want to like avoid people from making mistakes that cost them years or cost them becoming overtrained, things like that, where they have, you know, entire seasons that might be write-offs, things like that. But like, also, we want to reach the most people in the most effective way possible. And so that's how we've kind of tailored the program. Yeah. It would be great if we could just, if we could both take on 200 athletes and write them individualized training plans, and, you know, call them on the phone every week, but we just...
In reality, that's not going to happen.
We don't have the time for that, and but we want to reach a lot of people. We want to get people.
So I suppose it is being a bespoke individual, but without being a bespoke individual. Do you know what I mean? It is.
Totally.
Yeah, you're going to pick out the most important parts of your training and say, look, guys, if you're doing the fundamentals of this aspect, you are going to be here.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and you're not saying you won't take anyone. If anybody's willing to come and go, right, no, Ryan, I want this, this, and this, you are willing to do that, but there's obviously going to be a cost and a time frame to that, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, we've got incomes to earn, but we also recognise that this community isn't necessarily full of Wonga, let's say. So we're looking at a model that is favourable for people, so it can be accessible across the world. But also, and this is to your point there around, you know, everyone being individual, if there's one thing I've noticed in most athletes, and I've researched this my entire life, the thing that gets people to number one is understanding themselves and how to extend themselves as much as possible.
Of course.
So I believe there's a real strength in people owning the choices they make around their training plan. Yes, it's great to have a coach there in your corner, but by the way, Ryan's, you know, they can trust in Ryan's knowledge and experience to design a program that works, but we'll also invite them to trust themselves and say, make that choice. If you know that you've got a limited time that week, don't feel shit because you can't do the full program. Yeah. Make conscious choices that say, well, I've had to give that there because my child's suddenly broken their arm and I've got to take them to hospital, or my wife's not feeling well, or she's got to work extra late. How can people manage that feeling of less than so it actually means they feel like they get more than?
It's a huge thing, though. It's massive. I've definitely done it in the past where I'm like, right, I want to hit 40-mile weeks now, and I can't do it for some reason, work, family, and I'm like, oh, I feel really bad. Like, on Sunday, I'm like, oh, I really should go out, and I'm going out and get myself ready to run at, like, 11 o'clock at night just to get, like, 5 miles in.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not prepared. I haven't got my body right. I've not been eating to the right thing. It would be much better for me to go, right, just be sensible. Don't do those miles. You don't need it. Like,
That's why I bought Swift.
I think a lot of people out there have done that or are doing it massively.
Totally.
To have that information and to hear it from yourselves, like, look, it's okay not to do that if you've got certain things. If you only have the certain time, this is the main key opponents. If you get those done, you're golden. So it's...
Without giving that, let's take you as an individual, Ryan.
Let's
I mean, you can add Graham into it if you want from a mindset point of view. What actually motivates you? Like, Graham's, I know Graham's ethos.
Yeah.
And I know it's all about being the best you can be, forget everyone else, blah blah blah. Let's take the race yesterday.
Yeah.
You're obviously looking at Sergey, you're looking at John Alban. Clearly, like, oh my god, he's good there. So, you know, do you not let that get in your head at all? Or do you just think about you? Like, what do you think about going to a race out of interest?
No, I mean, like, we're racing, so you have to race the course, but you also have to race your competitors. Because if I was just like, oh, my heart rate's this, and I'm just going to stay here, and I'm just going to let him go, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Like, there becomes a point in time where you have to make those decisions out there. And I think that what Graham does is gives me the tools and the confidence to
make the right decisions,
and put myself in these places mentally, physically, emotionally, where I'm able to find that last gear, find those last percentages, the motivation to really push at the critical moments. And I mean, that's something that is really difficult to cultivate.
That's years, isn't it?
It's 7 years so hard to do on your own. So hard to, like, put yourself into, like, a Jedi mind state just on your own, just out of will, like on the spot. It's a skill that you develop, but it's, I mean, you also need someone to help get you there. And I think that's the value in
Keep
Graham.
Keep accountable as well, you know, like, look, Graham in this case, right. You know, this is what I was feeling. Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Or
and like there'll be times in my preparation for races or for training where Graham's like, let's have a chat, and I'm like, oh shoot, like I've just been doing my training and not really thinking about the big picture or the motivation or the underlying aspects. Yeah.
Like, I can probably share it now. Like yesterday was planned 2 years ago. And it might not feel like a lot, but at the right times we had conversations that were designed just to almost like bumpers on a bowling lane, right? The ball can go where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But that just needs occasionally just something that just keeps it back on track.
So your greater goal being world champs, obviously, and then your journey to the world champs, training, racing.
Yeah,
you know, obviously you have national champs and all that sort of thing. But that's another good point, is I think too many OCR races, coming back to the coaching, have too many A goals. They want to do this, they want to do that, they want to do this, they race too much. They lose sight of actually what do you actually want to achieve? What is your goal here?
We saw you make a real smart decision about not doing the Ultra World Champs.
And not doing World Stuff is Mudder.
Yes, not doing World Stuff is Mudder, which was something that you have done in the past.
It really gutted me this year. I so wanted to go.
Sorry.
Is it interesting question? If you had done that, do you think you would have been worse here today?
I wouldn't. Yesterday? I don't think I would have won.
There we go. But I'm sure that was choices that...
You're right. The cool thing about OCR is it is such a community, and if people want to race every weekend,
you can.
Go for it. It's amazing. And like we're going to do what we can
be clever with
to
it.
Make that happen and make those performances the best. But if people want to perform their best a few times a year, then you can also make those choices.
Which ultimately, at that level, that's what you should be doing, right?
And that becomes... And that's harder mentally because you're putting more stress on yourself. You're putting... kind of these big targets up on pedestals.
Yeah, cool.
And so approaching those with the right mindset, approaching the training with the right ethos is more critical than kind of punching into a cement wall every weekend.
The advantage of that is you achieve those goals, brilliant, but what happens when you fall short?
Exactly.
All of a sudden, you're then going to Graham, look, mate, we had this and I'm here. What the fuck? You know, I'm paying for this. You start to then start having the negative effects, and we all know that a positive effect can take you here, but a negative effect can take you here.
Way down.
You know, you could work 2, 3 years, 7 years at this shit, and you have one bad race, name no names, but it happens. It happened yesterday. You know, it's how you then pick up from that and go, do you know what, that's a one-off race. Is that conditions that were crazy? Talking of race, let's talk about the race. 7 years in the making.
Yeah.
2 years in the mind, mate.
At what point did you know you won? Because it sounds silly, because Sergei was only 30 seconds behind you, but did you always feel in control with him there? Or did you always think, oh my God.
No.
Oh my, I mean, I only watched the highlights literally.
I mean, I had won... basically when I got to the rig.
I mean, by the way, how well did you pick that hoist up? I've never ever seen anyone do a hoist like that. Made it look like it was a feather. Even Sergei was like
I mean, carry those muscles around the course for 2 hours, might as well use them at some point. But yeah, honestly, we about I don't know, it's a 21 kilometer course. Maybe 13 K in the sphere. We kind of came back through the festival area. John and Sergei had caught me at that point. And the three of us punched up for the next about kilometer before we dropped John.
So it was just you three. It was a bit of a group of you three, Sergei Pellegrini, yourself, and John Avon, obviously.
Yeah, and then there was a big gap. I think we finished.
It was 9 minutes ahead of fourth place.
John was 9 minutes ahead of fourth, and we were 6 minutes.
Gregory was
more
it?
Than that.
Yeah.
The French guy.
Yeah. So we were about 17. I was about 17 minutes ahead of first place.
It was
place.
A huge gap between you three and the rest of the field, really.
Yeah, I mean, so once we dropped John, it was just Sergei and I just taking shots at each other for the next hour, just attack after attack after attack.
And it's someone you don't know a lot about. I know we spoke before the race, because I obviously told you I think he would be your closest thing, and you were like, who? But we obviously know that he's been out here before.
Yeah.
Jack's available for all race predictions.
I actually predicted the three. I got Sergei and John the wrong way around.
That was my top three, I had Sergei in third, to be fair.
Yeah, so did I.
Sergei was super strong. I guess he's done some of the races.
He's done the season here, so
in the Middle East, so he knows how to run in the sand, and how to train.
How much do you think that helps? Obviously, massive.
Oh, totally. Clearly,
because let's be fair, everyone that didn't do very well out there was probably their first time in these type of conditions.
Yeah.
All the heat.
Yeah. So a guy came seventh in, was it seventh or eighth in the Euros?
Which is crazy considering
he's more of a mountain race. So compared to being this, being a sand race.
He lives
race,
in about this much snow.
And he won the 2018 Middle East Championships out here. So he's got experience.
Oh, 100%.
A lot of experience in this kind of
thing. I'd say he's...
Ryan Atkins is Ryan Atkins.
A specialist in this kind of stuff.
But how did the whole race go? So obviously you won. But generally the race, is it what you expected? Is it harder than you expected? For me personally, we did Morzine 3 years ago.
2018.
And it was the hardest race I've ever done. I think as a total race, that is probably one of the hardest races I've ever done. Would you agree? Or do you think there's... Forgetting the 24 hours, because I know you've done crazy shit.
Just talking about 2 hour beast races.
But just
races.
We're talking about beast race, is that, you know, is that comparable to like a Big Bear hard or one of those? Or is it different completely?
It's just different. The demands and your legs and your body are so different from running on a mountain and running on sand. It's like there's no hard impacts. There's no energy return. So like it affects you differently. Plus the heat.
Yeah.
I mean, the obstacles were pretty easy.
Simple,
they didn't really mess anybody up, but it was just, and it was, there was no rhythm out there. There were so many points in the course where there'd just be these little tiny dunes separated by like 4 meters of hard ground and then a little tiny
dune.
Yeah,
so you get the rhythm and it's
that over and over. So your speed's going from like a 5 minute K pace to an 8 minute K pace and back every 15 seconds. Yeah. And you do that for 5 minutes.
We're looking at Graham right now because he's going to go out for the trail run, I think. And
Graham's got his trail run.
His face is now dropping.
He's just realising.
See you next week, everybody.
Dead or alive.
So, Graham, while Ryan was out on course, obviously...
That's a good point,
You had done most of your major work beforehand.
Yeah.
We did see you out on course, maybe giving some advice, giving some bits. What's the kind
shouting
of...
Shouting at Ryan.
Shouting in his
run
voice.
Run faster.
Run, boy, run. What is the main bit while they're racing? What is your main kind of thing? Is it just to give those key bits of advice?
So, for me, it's about paying attention to what's going to be valuable in the moment. Obviously, I've been there a number of races with Ryan, and I know that when it's close, it's often a case of time check. So I always pick a marker that's before Ryan's got to me, start the clock.
Yeah.
When the next person gets to that marker, it's usually about the time Ryan's near me, so I can give him an accurate time, say that's the gap. That's unique.
Super useful.
You can't really get that anywhere else, but I know you value that.
People are so bad at giving time.
So, 7 minutes, he's behind.
No, but if you give an accurate number,
it's
accurate information, and it's important that it's accurate.
Do you think when you're racing... Say, for instance, he said, John, 7 minutes behind you. But I'm just thinking my races. Like, I'm thinking so many bloody things. Do you then sit and calculate as you're going? Or do you just focus on every footstep?
It's like a piece of information.
Just nice to know the
information. And there's all these pieces of information flying at you. How much nutrition do I have left? How much have I eaten? How do I feel? What's this step like versus that step? What's my line going to be? What's my split? What's the obstacle coming up? How fast should I be running? What's my heart rate? So, like... It's like you're like a scientist looking at all these streams of things, you know?
I'm trying to run pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, like when they're watching The Matrix and it's like all these green and only like one guy can like understand it. Like it's like that out there. And then getting those extra pieces of data, those extra columns is like, it's handy.
So other than the time check, what's
The second thing is talking about looking at what we've talked about and explored in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So we've usually worked in some way to find the narrative that's going to help in those moments where it can deviate to the good or deviate to the bad.
Mm-hmm.
What's the current feelings that are going to drive that? And it's more of a check-in to see where it was. So when I first saw Ryan yesterday, must have been about a third of the way into the course, maybe just a little bit further than that. We talked about doing something different this year, hadn't we? And it was like, how can be in a different position? But what was great was then actually what's Ryan's condition if he's in that different place. And I just asked it, well, how you doing? He goes, I feel good, you know, I feel all right. Which tells me I'm in the place I want to be. You know, Ryan, the way Ryan talks, I'm like, he's there, he where he needs to be. And it's often a case of, are you in command of it or not? There's times in a race where it can run away from people because their desire overrides their conscious thinking. So they start to make silly choices, they push too hard and then bonk, or they go over their threshold too much and there's only so many times you can burn
this
matches.
This is the race, definitely, to do that in.
Yeah.
Because it'll be disguised so easily, and then you just go bang.
And in fact, the second time I saw you, I don't think I said anything.
No.
Because even though the group of the three of you were together, I was looking at his running form and going, he's comfy. He's primed and ready to take
on. And that's knowing your athlete.
Yeah, and that's about knowing the person from there, but also knowing that they know themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. You know,
and they're not in their comfort zone, but telling you they're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I love life.
The thing that a lot of people can do with coaches, and I know you all coach people in various different guises of the world, is they can often see their coach as a crutch for when things don't right. I massively believe in less is more. So we don't actually talk that often, but it's usually a precise point that the conversation might come up.
Yeah.
And it usually comes from me with a check-in first. Actually, is what I'm potentially reading real, or is it just something I'm misreading?
Yeah.
Because none of my stuff lands unless people are ready. None of it.
Of course.
No, because you're not ready to take it in.
No, you're not. So,
or you don't understand it.
Yeah. So it's about, you know, using my experience and understanding of human behaviour, which is where my specialty lies.
Yeah.
To actually work out what's going to work for that person. I know I've had the question before, Ryan and Lindsay, you must coach them both the same. No. It's
people.
Actually completely different people in the way they go
about.
Do you
find men and women are different generally? Or is it just the case
of there are Lindsay? Some differences from a gender point of view, but
I imagine
also
a woman's a lot harder to read. That sounds funny, but they could probably tell you. Yeah.
You might want to edit out this gender. What I mean is, from men and women, if you take the gender piece out of it and actually start looking at behavioural characteristics, that's the most important thing for me to concentrate on.
Yeah.
I know that the male and the female side will bring different things and energies and stuff like that to the table, but there's also commonalities that need to be explored. And that's about the art form of what I do, not the science. So the actual feel.
How long did it take you to like build that up with the guys, with Ryan and Lindsay? How long did it take you to build that connection where you actually understand what
more to the point, I want to know how actually Ryan managed to get with a guy from Britain.
That's true.
Like, how did that even work?
Gluten-free rice pops.
Yeah, Graham did a podcast on ORM with Matt Davis, and I watched it, and I was kind of taking the mick out of him, to paraphrase the English.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, I think Matt asked him like what his favorite treat.
Yeah, Matt was getting the clip that he put on the Instagram
story. Oh,
yeah. Like, and he said, what did you have for breakfast today? And I said, gluten-free rice pops.
Yeah.
And I go,
just throw it up emoji.
Of course,
it's
going to be fine.
So I'm not going to. The next day, I literally just put a post of the cereal and just said, breakfast to champions, and tagged him in it. and then we just started chatting.
And then he sent me some gluten-free rice pops.
Yeah, I brought him. And the first time I met him, I brought him. I said, you know that thing? There you go, try it. And he was like, oh, not too bad.
Quite nice.
So, but then, and it's just, it's just growing from there, and we actually worked out we get on quite well.
Yeah,
sense of humour is very similar.
As a friend, it's helpful.
You know, last night Spartan had put the kind of champion pictures up on their Instagram feed, and all that crossed my mind when I saw both the Ryan and Lindsay was them in their heads going, cookies. So that was the post that Knox got that day. You know, because fun's an important part of all of this. If you're not enjoying what you do,
what's the point?
What is the freaking point?
Because
you're just beating yourself up on a road to nowhere.
And we all realise there's going to be some shit side of this as well. Whether it be the conditions, the location, you know, we can moan to the hell out, but at the end of the day, we race, we have fun.
And I will be the first person to put my hand up and say, I go through exactly the same set of things.
Yeah.
As what a lot of people feel, I feel it too. Yes. That's a great source for me to go and explore, be curious, and learn lots about that.
And let's not forget, Graham, you also, you're not just a coach. You have done various expeditions and lots of sand running.
I may have run across the Namib Desert a few years ago, which may have had some useful insights that were useful for this race.
Ultra World Champs.
Yeah, Ultra World Champs. I did the first one in Iceland, including coming back from mild hypothermia and that. Great way of learning what nutrition, how important nutrition is that.
So, Graham, people might be wondering how, like, they ask me about what kind of gels to take or what intervals to do. How are you going to interact with the training platform in order to get the most out of people?
I'll be there asking the open questions more. So in the community, people will see me asking questions. So I want to learn about the community, because when we learn from the community, we're going to be able to hear what's actually relevant and on their mind. Now, there may be stages where we get to like a large number of people and we can't necessarily get everyone's thoughts.
Yeah.
But we're going to use some quite creative and fun ways to be able to bring the community together so we can have the relevant conversation.
Like a social platform
stuff. Yeah, a social platform point of thing. It's using something that's new out of the US in terms of these kind of platforms. It's a platform called circle.so.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are loads of other communities on there.
Yeah.
So people can find other interests that they're really curious about because a lot more people are getting on this platform. And it's a way to really get to that content that's going to make a difference to people, get close to, you know, some of the you know, successful minds within the organization. I won't say the best because other people have won stuff and they follow their methods and they've trusted their own routes to get there.
Totally.
It's just our chance to bring what we've learned and our passion for helping people to grow, helping people to realize their full potential.
Yeah.
It's a real way that we can bring that to the table.
As far as I know, you're the only person that does what you do in OCR, right?
As a complete specialist, yes, there are others
around. And let's be fair, Ryan's the only person that does what he does in OCR. Yeah. So,
but I've always been here. I've been here for a number of years. I know I don't advertise it very well because I'm not great at social media. Those cocky posts took me half an hour to do last night. Much laughter from my 10 friends. But yeah, it's
so talking to these posts, where do we find these posts?
Knox.coach on Instagram.
Knox.coach.
Yeah, go there, you'll find that, and
we'll tag it in the show notes.
Yeah, so that'd be great if we can do that from there. And we really do look forward to people hearing about it. You know, we also ask, bear with us.
Yeah, of course.
We're learning about this
Rome
too.
Rome was not built in a day.
No, it's not. So bear with us. You know, we're fortunate that we cover slightly more time zones than just being in one place.
Yeah.
With me being in the UK and Ryan being in Canada.
So if someone wanted coaching listening to this now, they just reach out to Knox.coach.
Yeah, go. You can either get Graham at Knox.coach or Ryan at Knox.coach or come to the community.
Start following Knox.coach and then we'll be posting updates there.
There'll be
more
information.
There'll be links to go and get on the platform and register, and then once everyone's in there, start kind of giving it up. But I think it's really exciting to me as like a training platform to have Graham involved, because like say you have this critical workout on Wednesday and it's, you know, I don't know, insane, just like tons of VO2 max intervals or something, and I'm like, here's Ryan saying like, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off. We're gonna do the 15 of them until you throw up or something. And then it's Graham saying like,
you want customers, right?
And then,
that was an easy one.
And then it's Graham's videos like explaining like, how, when you get to that 12th interval, how are you going to find that place in order to push through? Or like, what are the reasons why this is important? Or like things like that. And so then it'll be the integration of the mind and the body at one place.
Hopefully, and then you'll find yourself a bit better as an athlete. Anyway,
and people will be able to kind of see that. And then there will be like a lot of, like, I'll say generic pieces, but it's like generic but specific, because it's specific to what is going on in the plan or what's going on that week. And but it's generic because we're hoping it's going to really resonate with 95% of the people on the platform.
And you'll have levels, right? So you, it sounds silly, I know you're saying it's obviously generic, but there will be levels. So if someone can't quite do, you know, 15 3 minutes off,
of course,
minutes off,
there
will be levels to this.
Support and informed choice.
Exactly.
They do 10 or they do 12 or something.
You know, it's not a, this is the prescription and you have to follow the prescription to the letter.
It's having the information behind why you're doing something is
massive.
Huge.
And that's what most coaches don't give. It's like, well, you need to do this to be good, but actually, you know, like,
if you think about it, you can go online, you can Google OCR plan and there will be one somewhere. You will find a Spartan plan.
Maybe free.
Online has so much free information, but there's no
doesn't
actual,
mean it's right, does it?
Doesn't mean it's right for you, and it doesn't mean there's any information behind it to
or
tell
you'll
you.
Learn.
You're not going to learn from it, and it's not
that's
telling
the key,
you,
isn't it? It's learning from the data you have. It's all
while
about having. We have a saying, probably in Canada as well, all the gear, no idea. You know, you can have all the gear, but if you don't know how to use that, then it's pointless. Surely. It doesn't matter if you've got thousands of pounds worth of gear. You know.
And there will be people who start to plan and it doesn't work with the physiology or it doesn't work with something, and we are, our intent is that those people ask questions, feedback, say how they're feeling, and that we can modify things for them or work with them in ways that'll make them, that'll make it work for them.
Sure.
And what I've learned, which is like it's kind of interesting, but like, I mean, I'm a big fan of like one-on-one coaching. I think it's amazing. What you'll notice after a while is that there's no magic bullet to getting better. There's no like, oh, if you do this workout, you will suddenly become 10% faster. You know, it's like putting in the time. So developing that community of people who can be together and work together and motivate each other.
It's also the consistency that gives you as well.
Exactly.
You know, if you're doing that workout over and over and over, then it's more consistent. Guess what? Then you understand why you're doing it, how you feel. Oh my God, I feel better this time.
Yeah.
You know, oh, that didn't feel so good.
Yeah. So like,
it's learning that about yourself as well.
Like,
and then having someone else to talk to that about. Not necessarily you guys, but there might be another coached athlete.
In the community, they're all in the same journey.
You know, you can then go, hey, John, you know, how did you feel this workout went, you know?
Yeah, because if you're a super motivated person, you can figure this all out on your own.
Yes.
And you can go and you can say, Monday, I'm going to have rest day. Tuesday, I'm going to do tempo. Wednesday, I'm going to do this.
We've all done that, right? And how long does that last?
Yeah, and we've all done that. And it's like, it doesn't always last, or it doesn't always stick, even if it is the right thing to
do
on paper.
You always find excuses.
But you'll say, but now we can say, oh, this is what Ryan's doing, or this is what everybody in the community is doing. And guess what? Everybody found that Thursday workout brutal and they couldn't walk on Friday. We're all in the same boat and Saturday was going to be really hard.
Yeah.
Like, but that's part of the process and we're going through it together. So I think,
and guess what? If you keep that consistency, you're going to get better at handling
it. And that's the value.
You're better together.
And then, there will be the people who say,
shit.
I couldn't walk the next day.
Yeah.
And we'll say, oh, okay, maybe skip Saturday.
It's resting.
You know, exactly.
Well, so, have you heard of swimming? No impact on the body, but the cardio gets a nice little gentle tickle.
Yeah.
You know, there's always other ways. Like, we know that Ryan's always been a keen cyclist. He's always been a keen cyclist. There's other ways to keep energy moving through the body without it being that one path.
I think people think they have to just run pound streets all day long at a certain pace as well. It's like, oh, I must hit sevens, I must hit sixes, you know. Come on, guys, you know, there's benefit in 11s.
It's dreamland and reality, right?
You
can have both. You've just got to learn how to balance the benefits of
both. Cool. Well, we wish you all the best, obviously.
Cheers. We wish you
If we need to find you, obviously, Knox on Instagram.
Knox.coach.
And then, obviously, you'll have the app and stuff out soon.
Yep.
Immediate future, other than the next 4 hours when we're going out in a team race for Canada, Ryan, what's your 2022 looking like? Generally, I mean,
I'm going to do a lot more cycling
and
some trail running races this year. I'm racing the Iditarod in February, which is a 350-mile bike race in northern Alaska. It's going to be pretty epic.
In Alaska.
I mean, I'm still going to be racing OCR. I'm going to be doing just the more major events.
Yeah.
So I'll be focusing on things like the National Series,
mm-hmm.
North American Champs, World Champs, things like that. And just having fun with it.
And I suppose the real question is, if Abu Dhabi is next year, will you be coming back
to
defend your title?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Nice one, guys. Well, appreciate your time and efforts.
No, cheers. Thank you for your time,
guys. Before we sweat too much. Yeah. And,
good luck
have a good race.
Trail, Graham.
Thanks.
Cheers, guys. Yeah, so the best way to reach us is to send us a DM through Instagram and we'll pick that up from there. Either Ryan will or I will.